So call it, that was the week that Wiener was.
I had hoped to be able to continue the work that the citizens of my district elected me to do. To fight for the middle class and those struggling to make it. Unfortunately, the distraction that I have created has made that impossible. So today I'm announcing my resignation from Congress.
Yeah! Bye-bye, pervert!
And with a dignified goodbye, pervert, Anthony Weiner steps away from his congressional seat, leaving it open, and an interesting special election looms. Joining us now, Anna Sale, reporter for itsafreecountry.org, WNYC's political website, WNYC, of course, our flagship station. Anna, good morning once again.
Good morning.
You actually reported the news as it broke at the very end of our morning yesterday.
Yeah, it was exciting.
And Todd Zwillick, of course, was watching the situation from his post in Washington, D.C. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So, Todd, Anthony Weiner, just describe what role he played in the Democratic caucus there in the House, and it's not likely to be replaced by anyone, or is it?
Probably not. Let me just give you a little insider sort of geek point just to start, John. Anthony Weiner is not yet technically resigned. The House, the Speaker of the House has not received his letter of resignation, and he's not resigned until it's laid before the whole House. They're adjourned. That won't happen before Monday.
So he could introduce some laws and stuff,
He doesn't send that letter, he's not going anywhere. Anyway, look, Anthony Weiner was not a legislator in the sense of a guy who passed a lot of bills, negotiated a lot of deals, got his agenda through Congress. Anthony Weiner is a message man, very effective on the cable news channels, funny, and excellent
critic on the left, though, of Obama. Yes. I mean, I think that's probably the important headline.
A strong critic of Obama and an even stronger critic of the right and of Republicans on those cable news channels on Medicare, on Social Security, on the middle class. That's what Democrats lose, and that's what progressives lose. Overall, an ally of the White House, but not completely politically. So that's what they lose, is a strong message man, not a guy who's putting a lot of strong bills through Congress and making deals. But he was very effective on the TV, and people liked him, and the media loved him.
And in New York, of course, he was a possible Senate contender. He may be, you know, in some incarnation, maybe in
possible
a future.
Contender. Yeah, for mayor.
For mayor of New York, sure. In 2013, which is pretty much over
future,
for now.
Future century. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So Anna Sale, you know, let the speculation begin. It seems to me one of the backstories here is the redistricting issue and the fact that New York has to lose at least one, if not two downstate districts. And one of them could have been Weiner's district. It seemed to me that somewhere, somehow, and Andrew Cuomo, of course, is in charge of the districting, a phone call was made to Anthony Weiner, which said, you know, and I have no idea if this is even true, but it seems to me the way power works, you stick around, Anthony Weiner, we're going to redistrict you out of existence. Poof. In fact, that's theoretically possible, right?
That's theoretically possible. And now, because Anthony Weiner is gone, once he submits that letter, there will probably be a special election to replace him.
And in a district that could go away.
In a district that could go away. So what you'll be seeing is that what happens in special elections in New York is the party bosses get to pick the candidates. So you'll be able to see if the Democratic Party, those county chairs, pick a strong candidate, somebody who's got a good fundraising record, somebody who can put up a big fight, or if they pick sort of a, you know, party loyalist who just wants their day in the sun and then can go off into the sunset and be redistricted out.
So if the GOP wants to create a showdown on Obamacare or some, you know, God knows what, kind of a showcase for this election, they have to face the fact that they may be putting up a candidate in a district that's going to go away.
But you had the same case in New York 26. This was a special election we had last month.
Conservative district.
In a conservative district, but also one that's vulnerable to redistricting because upstate has also lost population. So in that case, a Democrat came in. You know, it was thought that maybe it's not even smart to run because you could just lose this district. The Republican will probably win. And then just by different events coming together, outside spending, and the Medicare issue becoming a huge issue in that race, the Democrat got the seat. She may be redistricted out, but it became a national flashpoint for a referendum on Obama, a referendum on House Republicans. So that's what these special elections can be, this moment where everybody gets to try out their talking points for 2012. There's a spotlight in one little place, and we'll get to see what happens.
But Todd, has there been discussion about the distaste over Anthony Weiner's conduct extending to his party?
There has not been. I talked to a whole bunch of members about this yesterday. What are the implications? Nobody really thought that Anthony Weiner had a negative effect on anyone running in the future, including in the special in the New York 9th or in the general election in the next election in what the New York Ninth should become after it's redrawn in some way. Most of the people I talked to, even some of the Republicans in New York, like Pete King, said, this will be about whatever it's about. You don't know what that election's going to be about. Might be about Medicare, might be about Obama, probably be about the economy to some extent. Every district is different. It's unlikely to be about Anthony Weiner and his behavior. And I would say about redistricting also, especially in the Ninth, it's about more than drawing out a district that people don't like because of Anthony Weiner. It's also about what are the neighboring districts. You know, they do this block by block. Let's carve out this block. There's a lot of Catholics there. Put it in this
right,
district.
No, we don't have this redistricting. Block has a lot of, you know. Yeah, I mean, the redistricting process is one thing, but the question of how this actual election plays as a window onto 2012, it seems to me the Obama administration wants this to be a total non-story, that this is a district that's going away. We don't really care about the candidates who run. They're going to only have a seat for a couple of months anyway. Todd Zwillich, Obama administration want this to be a non-story or a big sort of showcase on projecting their power?
I would say I don't know if they want it to be a non-story. It really depends on what the story shapes up to be about. They got great traction in the New York 26th, as Anna mentioned,
indeed,
on Medicare. Have a special and make it about Medicare and win. Then they get all the traction back that they lost when the Weiner scandal happened in the first place.
Mm-hmm. NSA, what are we seeing on the ground?
Well, I think you'll just have to see how the economic anxieties play out. I mean, this is New York City, which is doing better than a lot of the rest of the country. But this particular district is middle class, a lot of senior citizens. So that message may resonate.
Weiner is gone. What's next? Todd, is there a precedent for other special elections between now and 2012 to watch before we go?
There's one in California, in Venice Beach, the California 36th. It's contentious. There are nasty ads being put on the air. The two candidates are fighting hard. So watch Venice Beach, California. That's the 36th
nasty
district.
Ads.
Jane Harmon's old
Imagine
district.
Imagine that. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, Anna Sale, reporter for itsafreecountry.org. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.